Block Island is about 12 square miles, located about 12 miles off the New England coast, south of Rhode Island, and about 12 miles north of the easternmost tip of Long Island. Officially, we are New Shoreham, Rhode Island, 02807. But when you visit, you might think you're in another world. Welcome to Block Island. At least virtually. I'm Holland Cook, your virtual tour guide, and listentoblockisland.com is sponsored by New England Airlines. Block Island is just 12 minutes from Westerly Airport, where parking is free. Call 1-800-243-2460 to fly New England Airlines, with flights to and from Block Island every hour all summer. 1-800-243-2460. You can use this series of audio programs to plan your Block Island getaway and as a podcast, the soundtrack of your self-guided Block Island tour. If you have visited various Block Island-related sites on the internet, or if you've read of Block Island elsewhere, you might have heard Block Island referred to as Bermuda of the North. And if you're hearing this on Block Island, you may have spotted that slogan on a t-shirt. For a third of the year, this place really lives up to that nickname. Off-season, it can be pretty desolate here, and we locals like that too, especially the deer. But even in high season, you can really get lost here, in a good way. Most of Block Island is still open space, and we have miles of secluded beach. The Nature Conservancy called Block Island one of the last 12 great places in the Western Hemisphere. Once you've been here, you realize how special the other 11 must be. If you're looking for McDonald's or a Ferris wheel, keep looking. Yes, you can find Ben & Jerry's ice cream and Starbucks coffee, but there are no Ben & Jerry's or Starbucks stores. More than one-fourth of the island has been preserved for wildlife and habitat protection. Block Island is dotted with over 300 ponds and is home to a couple hundred endangered animal and plant species. You will see and hear birds and smell flowers like nowhere else. In the autumn, butterflies stop here as they migrate to Central America. Got a bike? Bring it. Or rent one in town. You're in for a hilly ride that is doubly breathtaking. Sure, you can rent a moped, but if you bike the block today, you will sleep like a baby tonight. Hungry? Walk up to the window for great beach takeout. Grab a seat at a raw bar or dine in one of the island's renowned restaurants where the seafood is so good you will know you're 12 miles out in the ocean. And save room for guilty pleasure from Old Harbor's dueling ice cream parlors or decadent desserts at a cozy bohemian coffee house. Fish, ride horses, parasail. There's lots to do here. Or do nothing at all. Just snooze on the beach or sink into a deck chair and stare off into the distance. Just try to leave work at work, will ya? Cell phones off. This is the first in a series of free audio files you can hear at listentoblockisland.com. Other segments include Corn Neck Road and Historic North Light, Southeast Light, Mohegan Bluffs, Rodman's Hollow, and Block Island Miscellaneous. Also, at listentoblockisland.com, you can see and hear a very cool multimedia series on Block Island produced by the Providence Journal. Check the Block Island forecast as far ahead as 10 days in advance from the Weather Channel, New England Airlines flight schedule, and the ferry schedules, and directions you can print out to Westerly Airport and Point Judith where the ferries leave. You can download a free Block Island poster. Tack it up in your cubicle at work so whenever you're feeling just like Dilbert, you can daydream. Browse our list of recommended reading and Jimmy Buffett CDs, which you can buy at a discount, and browse some Block Island and other summertime gift ideas. Enjoy the tour, and don't just make it a virtual tour. Come on out to Block Island. Wander around. You'll come back again and again.